here just at lunchtime.
I know.
It's lunchtime with Mark Sievright.
So
how's that?
Will be rumbling, Mike. So much will be rumbling.
I just had a salad, so I'm good to go for about...
That's why you stay so slim.
Yeah, I'm good to go for about 10 minutes, and I'll be hungry again.
Love it. It was great to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. It's been a while. I mean, you've had some changes in your life, your professional life. What's going on here?
I left Fiserv after 12 fantastic years, 6 years of which I ran the credit union business, Mike, and just a wonderful transition into a new venture.
Let's hear about it.
Focusing on strategic planning, consulting around technology. Four credit unions. And I'm delighted to say I'm very busy.
Good. I loved it. I like seeing people kind of venture out on their own and become a success.
I worry if there would be crickets, you know, after I left Fiserv and said, hey, I'm open for business, but life's good.
I don't think there were any crickets in your neck of the woods. So well done, sir. Well done. Hey, you're also speaking here.
I am in about an hour and a half.
Well, we better hurry up then. All right. It's all about becoming digital.
Yes.
Now, what exactly does becoming digital mean? Because there's a lot of credit unions out there like, what? Digital?
Right.
What exactly does that mean for a credit union?
Right. Well, the whole notion, Mike, as you know very, very well, of being digital started 20 plus years ago in some earnest. What we've seen over the last 5 years is a progression in technology that probably outstripped the previous 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, you cover this space very, very well. Mm-hmm. And what I talk about is how can you transform the inside of the credit union and all of the member-facing aspects of the credit union so you truly create a frictionless experience for members that do business with you, which is exactly what the fintech firms are really focusing on.
Right.
So becoming digital means trying to digitize as much of your operation as possible. As quickly as possible.
Well, I just got through watching Guy Kawasaki's keynote in there, and he was all about getting rid of the hurdles and the speed bumps. And
it
sounds like that's what digital essentially is. It's getting rid of all the speed bumps that have traditionally plagued businesses and the credit unions as well.
Absolutely. Mike, I just did some work where I looked at the mortgage loan flow. You know, when a member like you and I were applying for a mortgage, and what does it take to get to end of life, you know, and getting your mortgage approved? You know, our process on average is about 50 times longer than Rocket Mortgage.
Really?
And the paperwork involved is just so burdensome. You know, on average, we put people through about 500 pages of paperwork.
That's about a stack about that.
Absolutely
big,
right. And so one of the great lessons, and Kawasaki touched on it so well, is to remove those speed bumps, to make certain that you provide the kind of experience, quite frankly, that your members expect of companies like Amazon and Apple
and all
of the other.
We're getting spoiled because of those experiences. They expect it from a credit union's website. They expect it from a healthcare website, you know?
Totally.
So how does a credit union compare? How's a credit union compete with that?
Well, you know, comparing is, you know, we're not doing so good on the scorecard, Mike, when you think about credit union scorecard versus some of the leading technology companies, consumer technology companies.
Right.
But here's the saving grace, which I think is such an opportunity. The trust that people have in credit unions, the brand power, the distribution, and frankly, the relationships that credit unions have with their members are not easily replicated in some of those technology firms. And I'm a great advocate in thinking that the fintech community, you know, that we hear and read so much about, can forge tremendous collaboration with credit unions if we really put our mind to it. I've seen some great examples of that on the banking side, Mike, and there's no reason we can't do it on the credit union side.
You're so right. And so once a credit union goes digital, it's moving so fast. How do they stay digital? Because it's almost like what they implement today is antiquated tomorrow.
Absolutely right. I always look at the world as concentric circles, Mike, when it comes to technology. And where we are today is the middle, you know, the nucleus of those concentric circles. And in the circles are all of the new technologies we have to master. And it's everything now from machine learning to blockchain to artificial intelligence to cognitive computing to augmented reality. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And what I think credit unions have to do, because let's be honest, there are limited resources, okay, in many of our credit unions, is make certain, first and foremost, they have a great vendor and partner or partners who can really make certain they stay current and help them remain relevant. The other thing, Mike, and I know it sounds like a too simple to be true, but it's getting your culture right. It's actually being open to change and being very cognizant of the fact that we are just at the end of the beginning of this digital disruption phase. I was speaking to a CEO recently, to remain nameless, who said, I'm sure glad I'm retiring soon. And I thought, wow, I'd feel the opposite, actually. This is a fantastic time to be a CEO of a credit union.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think to answer your question more briefly, Mike, it's about getting there and then making certain that you have the knowledge, the awareness, the culture, and the vendors to help you remain current.
Have a plan. Have a plan. So why is this all so important? For I'm looking at it from the 64,000 level. Why is it all so important for credit unions to do this?
Well, I kind of got into trouble with my great friends at CUNA, who, by the way, I'm shamelessly plugging my presence in eScan this year, which I'm delighted about. But almost 6 years ago to the day, Mike, I spoke at the CUNA CFO Council. 400-plus CFOs gathered in Vegas. And my opening line was, you guys spend way too much time worrying about becoming insolvent and not enough time worrying about becoming irrelevant. Now, that was a great way to start a CFO conference, I can tell you. But in all seriousness, what I tried to say 6 years ago was being relevant is one of the most important strategic to-dos that you all have. And that's why I think the importance to answer your question is there, Mike, because given what we just talked about, you know, 10 years ago on June 29th, we had the iPhone. It's amazing to think it's just 10 years.
I know. Went by so fast.
What's the next 10 years going to bring? And in my mind, it's going to present tremendous challenges for us to remain relevant to consumers who, as you said earlier, are exposed to all of these other consumer technology companies, the Amazons, the Apples, the Netflixes, and so on, the Ubers. And how do we stay with that? We have been spoiled, to your point. So I think we're going to spend a lot of time and effort trying to remain relevant.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other kind of banking type sites, or there's SoFi out there, obviously SoFi. The Movin' and Simple, all those folks that are really pushing the needle in their direction. But members or consumers are expecting that from a credit union as well, which kind of brings us back to the whole digitization thing of it.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. And then how a credit union can keep pace with it all.
That's it.
And when you talked about the limited resource, it's a huge challenge.
Yeah, and I, you know, you've mentioned some of them, Mike, but I'm losing track of the number of fintech startups. I mean, literally, there are thousands of them. They all have a very simple, focused business model of few products, excellent experience for their customers, and heavily driven by technology. Now, we're not in that business model, because we already have a business model that we almost have to shed our skin in order to become more like them. And that's why I think, you know, I just read a statistic, which is from a very good source, that 16% of Americans in the last 12 months used at least two fintech companies. Yeah, and they're second in the world, by the way, only to Hong Kong. So, you know, America ranks second in consumers' use of fintech companies. And Mike, the one thing that I'm excited about and also terrified at the same time is the evolution of voice technology, where we expect over 30 million Americans this year to use some form of voice technology for financial services. So we now have, you know, Alexa, Cortana, Siri, right? Bixby, Viv, all these new tools, where progressive institutions like Ally Bank are already taking those technologies and building them into their customer service capabilities.
Good move.
Now, the only thing is, voice technology doesn't understand the Scottish very well, but being Welsh, I'm okay. The Scottish accent's tough on voice technology.
Alexa's okay with that?
Proven.
Good to know.
That's
just
me having a dig at another Celt.
Exactly. And rightfully so, sir. Hey, I want to give you a quick plug. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing for credit unions these days.
Right. Well, I'm delighted, Mike, to be working with a plethora of credit union clients on strategic planning, some consulting work, which I'm very excited about, and also, it seems, endless speaking engagements.
Well, that's good.
Which is a good thing. And I always enjoy having the chance to speak to credit unions directly and share what little knowledge is left.
I'm sure there's a lot in there.
But great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Thank you,
Keep up the good work.